For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. The Bradbury Art Museum at Arkansas State University is under the leadership of Gary Holstein. I had the chance to talk to him for A-State Connections and get his goals and his thoughts about the Bradbury Art Museum. And this is my interview with the Arkansas native.
I'm originally from Arkansas, which some people might not realize about me. And I come from a background that's a little bit different than some of the other folks. I'm a practicing artist. Originally, I built houses, and my mom was a school teacher. But as I started going through school, I decided to explore the creative side of myself. That was sort of something that I did as well as the other things that I did in my younger years. And I finished my undergraduate program and then decided to go into communication. I studied interdepartmental communication, business communication, basically, and got a job with Donald Roller Wilson, who's a well-known professional contemporary artist that lives in Fayetteville that a lot of people might not know about. And that sort of changed everything for me. While I was working for him, I worked with galleries all over the United States. And I realized that there, just before Crystal Bridges and all that, sure, that there wasn't a lot of opportunities for artists to show work. And so I started doing pop-up shows. I started organizing different venues there. And ultimately, it led to me beginning a student-run gallery, Catty Corner, to where Crystal Bridges was before Crystal Bridges had its main campus. So it was in the downtown area. And that's where I went into the side of organizational aspects, administrative aspects of art. And I, after graduating with my MFA there from the University of Arkansas, I moved to a small town called New Harmony, Indiana, which was the site of two utopian villages. And I've worked in there for the last 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So we do a lot of community engagement and arts programming, public art, and that sort of thing. So.
Right. And so coming back here, what are some of the things, before we talk about some of your works, because I really want to talk about some of that, what are some of the things you would like to do here at the Bradbury Art Museum? It sounds like that maybe, especially with the community components that you were talking about, kind of bridging the community in with that, it sounds like it would be something that would really be up your alley.
Right. So one of the things that I would like to do is to engage or increase our community engagement programming. There's a really strong collection, which is what we're going to feature in the next exhibition that we've put together. But I think that one of the things that we need to do as an institution is reach out to the community. This will take the form of making sure the students know that we're there and that it's not the first time that they've ever been there when I speak to them, because that's happened to me since I've even been here so far in the last couple of weeks. But also, how are we engaging the downtown community? How are we engaging the faculty? How are we becoming a place that students can use as a learning opportunity, as well as just not just a place that you come and see artwork?
And really, when you're talking about the Bradbury Art Museum, it is truly a jewel, not just on the A-State campus, but for all of Northeast Arkansas.
Right. And so one of the main reasons I was interested in coming here is I saw it, that it had the foundation, it had everything that makes it just this wonderful place to take a leadership role in the development of an overall art scene, cultural scene in Northeast Arkansas. And so there's a really strong appeal to me to be a part of the development of such a scene here. And it's really strong what you're doing in the music scene. And there's some amazing things that are happening in theater. But I think we could do a lot in the public arts, bringing public art here, bringing more arts festivals happening here. And, you know, there's a lot going on in Arkansas, and there's a lot to draw on and make sure that that conversation that's starting to happen in Northwest Arkansas, in Fort Smith and in Little Rock, is we're all participating and sharing in that dialogue.
Yeah, and it seems like that there's a lot of great partnerships that could take place as well with all the corners of the state, as you say.
Right. And so that'll be one of the corners of the state, but also to take advantage of our proximity to Memphis and even St. Louis, and to make sure that we're taking advantage of our particular location as being a part of all the corners of Arkansas, but also what is our region, and what can we draw on that already has a strong influence, and how can we show that we have that element here too. And so how do we not only bring that in, but how do we develop and showcase the artists that are working in the Northeast Arkansas region already?
Gary Holstein is a new director of the Bradbury Art Museum, joins us here on A-State Connections on KASU. So when you learned about this position, you got a chance to take a look at the Bradbury Art Museum. What was it that really kind of caught your eye about the museum?
Well, honestly, one of the things that I've been looking for is a way to move back to Arkansas because it's originally where I was from. So I moved to this little community that was a former site of a utopian attempt. And one of the things that you learn about utopian communities is that there's no such thing. I mean, it literally means no place, and that it's all about building the place that you want to be in. And so when I thought about where I really wanted to be, it was in Arkansas. And when I saw the Bradbury, I saw a really strong foundation in terms of support from your donors, support from the faculty that I met with when I actually came here, and real interest and strong support from the community that's been reiterated as I've went and spoke with business members in the downtown area. And so as I really thought over whether this was the right fit for me, because that was it, you know, it fit the first category easy, but I was more than pleasantly surprised once I got here and I saw, hey, they have an amazing collection already there from the 60s and on through the 80s. And then as late as this last year, they brought in some really amazing work that we're going through. So.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And so where would you like to see it, or how would you like to see it develop as we go over the next 5 to 10 years or so?
You know, I'm still in the assessment phase right now.
Yeah.
Anytime I come into a space, I hate to be like, this is what I think it should be. What I would like to see it is I want to make sure that it is known not only regionally, but across the nation for being a place that supports artists, that supports the community, and that's a driver of the regional art scene, that brings people in and that helps make the community of Jonesboro and the surrounding communities a better place to be, better place to live, a driver of dialogue that makes people help to decide, how do I contribute to making the place I live in the place I want to live in?
As an artist, kind of tell us about the works that you do and your art that you've been working on.
Yeah, that's very similar because I have a hard time separating who I am as artist, who I am as a administrator, who I am as a father, who I am as a person, away from each other. And so as an artist, I create a lot of work that is about actually creating another place. So it's imaginative work. And it's a lot about thinking about philosophy, because I have an undergraduate in philosophy. And so I create sort of these series of characters and stories that are meant to be guidelines, ultimately, largely for my son. Because, you know, how do you create the world that you want to live in, but also how do you create another person as far as guiding them and teaching them and reading and assessing philosophy and stories and all that sort of aspects of your life? And so that's what the work is. And each, you know, piece has sort of a philosophical exploration that's more personal, but it's also put into the format of something that's kind of fun and accessible. And so someone can find a piece of my work and be like, oh, this is great and fun, and have like this other meaning that they attribute to it. And that's okay, because I purposefully simplify my forms to allow for that sort of attribution. So it's about myth and the ability to use the simple characters to convey those sorts of ideas. But, you know, at the same time, it has like this deep personal meaning structure that I apply to it. And sometimes those cross over during artist talks or conversations between people.
Right. And that's one of the things you hope to be able to get more of these conversations going in the area, to kind of talk about that.
Absolutely.
That'd be fantastic.
Well, and part of what makes people feel nervous about going into spaces like museums is that they aren't always comfortable being there. And most of it is just because they don't have the words, the language, to feel like they know what's going on there. And I want to make sure that the BAM is a place that anyone feels comfortable in. I've had this conversation already with someone that works here on campus that has worked here for a while, and they told me in a just a little one-on-one conversation that they've never been in there because they're not the type of person that goes in a museum, and that they had to get their friend to come with them. And I don't want that to be something that people say, because it's a space that anybody can go into. You don't have to necessarily know everything about the work. That's what we're there for. We're there to engage and drive conversation, and you know, tell and to bring work in that is going to be accessible to everyone, but also that will be challenging to people that have the more developed understanding of art.
Speaking of art and works that you're bringing in, let's talk about the next or the newest piece that's going to be coming in, or the newest exhibition that's coming in, starting March the 5th, running through April the 9th at the Bradbury Art Museum.
Right. So for the first show, it was a wonderful aspect of what I got to do when I first came here was to actually spend some time with the collection and to find out that we have some really amazing work already here in the BAM and in Northeast Arkansas. So you're going to, when you come to the space, you're going to see works by Robert Rauschenberg and Marisol, and we're going to have works by Calder and Moreau and Picasso. And so it's work that you're going to recognize, and it's exciting work too. And we use the term nexus because nexus is a word that is used to communicate a sense of connection between ideas or things and to denote the central or most important place. And so this is an exhibition that is about the artifacts in the collection and the significance of the work, but the story that it tells is that of the donors who have worked to build the collection. And so it really truly represents an effort to make our community better through education and exposure to cultural artifacts and programming. And this will serve the region for many years to come. And then it does, of course, a little bit of having to make it a little more concise because we only have so much space and we can't feature everything. And so we've featured a couple of really cool series. We have Robert Rauschenberg's Animal Chow series, which has these collages that he made out of animal feed bags. And so there's the goat and the mink and the there's a calf and a couple other animals. But then there's also the Marisol, who's known for her sculptural works, but we have some really amazing lithographs that she produced. And these are here because of the support of Stephen Zink back in the 80s. And so 40 years later, we're going to bring these out and we're going to make these big name artists available to the public. And, you know, they don't have to go anywhere. They can just drive down the street to see it.
That's fantastic. And so that's going to be starting March the 5th through April the 9th. And so that's going to be great. And I really look forward to throughout the year being able to see these different exhibitions that are going to be coming up and just how you all are going to be doing that. And I know one thing also, as you say, is really working with the local schools. Do you see how local schools could possibly, you know, maybe exhibit some of the work that they're doing there at the Bradbury Art Museum and those kinds of things?
So one of the other really fantastic things that I've had the opportunity to do is to step into a strong team. Hillary and Haley have both been amazing in assisting with my transition, and they've already got a lot of programming. Haley is our educational coordinator, mm-hmm. and she's already working with a lot of programs here, after-school programs largely, and she puts together a show called Inspired. And so we have a framework for an engagement in which in the fall they come in, they respond to the artwork that's there already in the space, and then they create work in response to that is exhibited in December. And so we have a framework for that exact thing, and building upon that is absolutely one of my goals. I mean, I have a 9-year-old that we moved here into Brooklyn, and so and one of the reasons why I was excited to move here is that they go to art every week as opposed to like every other week, which is what he was doing before.
Sure.
And so that was exciting. And the fact that, you know, they require art classes and the state does. And so I'm very much about engaging all levels. And, you know, one of the other aspects of what I'm interested in doing is finding opportunities for undergraduate students to also participate. We've done curatorial projects with our Sanders Fellow, which was a fellowship program that we had at the last place that I was at. And some of at least one, if not two now, of those students have gone on to a master's program. One most recently is in a program in Chicago, which is really exciting.
Very good. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, Gary, we really appreciate you coming in today and telling us about yourself and also about the Bradbury Art Museum. And we definitely encourage you to come back anytime. I would love to be able to have you up here to talk about things that are going on. Before we let you run, though, is there anything else that you would like to add, please?
I just would very much love for the members of the community, to our listening audience, to come and see us at the Bradbury Art Museum starting March 5th. And anytime, come in, check out the show, find out what you love about us, and watch for programming. Follow us on our social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and keep up with what we have going on.
Very good. And when are y'all open? Tell me your hours about the Bradbury Art Museum, if you don't mind, please.
We are open from noon to 5, Tuesday and Wednesday, noon to 7, Thursday, noon to 5, Friday and Saturday, and 2 to 5 on Sunday.
That was my interview with Gary Holstein, who's the new director of the Bradbury Art Museum at Arkansas State University. And for A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.